call from this New York dude. He had heard of the Nashville Scorchers, busting doors and lighting torches. This guy offered us a Texas tour, guaranteed to make us less obscure. It was opening for the Ramones, you see, in the Texas state of misery. And though we had no master plan, no amps at work or a running van, we said yes and away we went with $50 past due rent. We drove to Beaumont, Texas first, where college punks would quench their thirst on bands like Killing Joke and Black Flag, and bartenders all in drag. God bless the Ramones, they never made much money. Most folks never heard of them or thought that they were funny. God bless the Ramones, they never sold their souls. The U.S. corporate radio and all that it controls. We met, and Jeff couldn't afford bass strings yet, so Dee Dee gave him extra strings, some Ryder beer, and chicken wings. Then we opened up the show. There was so much we didn't know. Those college punks bombarded us with bottled beer and vile stuff. God bless the Ramones, they never made much money. Most folks either hated them or thought that they were funny. God bless the Ramones, they never sold their souls. The U.S. corporate radio and all that it controls. Now everyone loves the Ramones, with posters of them in their homes and that t-shirt bankers wear on weekends when they drink and dare. But no one's left from that first band to take it in or make a stand. In all those years and all those miles, they barely spoke and they rarely smiled. Them thousand shows they gutted through for a small group of us who knew. They were the first and they're still the best, the truly stand, the punk rock team.